those who thought that they have been working from 6 a.m., which is 12 hours, they assumed that when it was their turn, the vineyard owner was going to pay them more. Hallelujah. But he still gave them the same penny, which is a day's wage. Hallelujah. And then they said, how can you pay these ones that came only to work just 1 hour with the same amount that you paid, how can you give them the same amount that you are giving to us, whereas they worked 1 hour and we have even borne the heat of the day, we have done all the labor? What am I saying? In essence, you can. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There is something that they call powers from father's house and mother's house. Hallelujah. If you are trying to sleep at this moment, I may say that maybe it's that thing that they are talking about. May the Lord give us understanding in the name of Jesus. So please, I don't want to deviate. Hallelujah. What am I trying to say? Those that worked for just 1 hour got the same pay. That means you may not have invested, you may not have put your mind in what we have been doing since we began. But in this 1 hour, if you will invest properly, I tell you, you are going to receive the same reward. Can we lift up our voice and begin to bless the name of the Lord? Come on, if it is your song that you want to sing, can you go ahead and sing it? Lift up your voice and just begin to glorify God for all that He has been doing. If it's a song, if it's a word, if it's a thanksgiving, if it's a prayer, come on, can you just lift up your voice and express your desperation? Just celebrate God. Just give Him the praise. Just celebrate God. Just give Him the praise for what he has already begun to do and for what He set again to do. Alabati sasalamana monseseledegiata. Oh, Ali Ali Kosebana Monteseli Alaba Telianata. Just give Him praise, just give Him glory. Oh, Sabalata Kombetelete Ketelatataya. Ilemengo Sasila Letelene Montesesi Alabatan. Oh, Sekitele Demono Monsadala. Ialanti seselina monko telele degiata balada banata. Go ahead and celebrate Him. O sekente belete kombedelete silata baya. Isekeli alande balata seselemente kalataya. Rende kente sikete belet. Go ahead and celebrate Him. Go ahead. Oh, liyala bananta saso mi your face. Oh, sekete belete kete. Feel of the space, yeah. My world needs you right now. My world needs you. Oh, belete kombe debe. Oh, show me your face. Alemboka sebita balata kombe delete. Imberete kombe deleke silata ba. My world needs you right now. My world needs you. I can't escape. I can't escape. Oh, sebelete kombe delete kete balataya. Intelete sikete kete. Feel me with you right now. Let us see you right. Show me your face. Show me your face. Iselente kombe delekete balata. He loved us. Iyalana mosesi adaya. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right. Oh, I can't And God visits me. My world needs you. Oh, let us see you. Oh, show me your face. It's a combative palata. Fill up this space, yeah. Alamante kaba. My world needs you. Right. My word is, the Bible says, for the endless expectation of the creature waited for the manifestations of the sons of God. The way you are approaching this prayer shows if indeed your word needs Jesus, or your word is waiting for your manifestation. And fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Sebelente kombeneleteya. My word needs you right now. Let us see you. Let us see you. Power for down. Bring with me the sound that points us to you right. Oh, here is substitute. I love this part. Storms may come, but when we call your name, all things change. Is that from the letter of the kingdoms fall? One king forever is your name. Is your name. The anchor. The anchor. That holds me through my faith. He stays the same. Stay say, oh, how sweet, oh, how sweet to know that you're with me. We'll never change. Oh, show me. Love this place. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. Oh, I can escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. Oh, let us see you. Every heart in the world, God.
release you to rescue. Storm have come and torn our hearts into. We need you.
Hallelujah.
Show me your face.
It's as if I'm the only one with this song here. Amen.
Feel of this.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, we are going to be praying some strategic prayers so that it can help us to fly. You know, when we talk about the matters of what? Of spiritual hunger. When we talk about the matters of spiritual hunger, there is always going to be a limitation in your wineskin. So, it's normal. Are you getting it? Because God is so broad, He's so vast that when you want Him, you would not even know where to start from. So God is very, very vast. When you want to seek Him, sometimes you may not even know where to start from. That is why there is a limitation in what you want to ask. And you know the Bible said that we do not know what we ought to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit interprets our infirmities, isn't it? With groanings which cannot be uttered. Hallelujah. So please join your hands again and everyone stand to your feet. We are going to shout. Join your hands. I didn't say you should leave your hands. Is my English difficult? I say join your hands. Hallelujah. No, I say join your hands. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Please, if my English is not, amen, it is well. Hallelujah. So, please join your hands. Hallelujah. You are going to lift up the hands at the count of three. You will shout Jesus and then you will begin to pray. Is that clear? Are you ready? You remember what I said? Anything that wants to make you sleep is that thing that they call what? Powers from father's house or mother's house. Hallelujah. And thank God, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and holiness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you are going to lift your neighbor's hand and you will shout Jesus. Please, who is on the drum? Isakonde Kabalata Salataya. Man of God, God bless you, sir. You are going to shout Jesus and then you begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Are we there? Mantele bisingo alabarata selabataya. Yes, sir. You will help us clash the cymbals when we shout Jesus. Are you there? When I say three, you lift up your neighbor's hand, you shout Jesus and you begin to pray. Are you ready? Are you ready? This 1 hour, please, you can be paid the same amount as those, if you have not been investing well, as those who have been investing from the beginning. Hallelujah. At the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Shout Jesus. Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. People of God, pray. Something in you is going to break out. Something in you is going to ayakambi kalabaraka salama. Rende kete bele de bele kete kete bele de 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 bele. I'm not hearing us praying, my brother read that where they pray, the place was shaking. If you pray like this, do you think this place will shake? Lift up your voice and pray in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Sebeki Tekente
conde bereke tunda. Veranda kanta konde kete bereke teke te bele te bele kete te bala da bala kata. Rekete kete bele te komonte sika bala tabo. Rekete kete bala da 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 bala ta. I still want to emphasize on the last prayer. Oh God, enlarge my capacity. Are you praying? As you pray in tongues, Jesus, enlarge my capacity. Territorial revivalism must arise from among us tonight. Men who will carry the raw and women who will carry the raw revival fire of God upon them must arise from among us tonight. This morning, yakataka tako bakata prekata kete prekatakai. This place is not shaking. It's as if we are not praying. Alamante conte pali kusumai. Rande pene metengi singi tulumuku baka baka taya. Rekete kete bele de 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 sister pray. Sister Tave. Somebody was talking about travel. It is a trouble in the realm of the spirit. Somebody was talking about travel. It is a trouble in the realm of the spirit. Some of you are still praying and you are here. But some have gone already. Oh, as they are praying, some are visiting their father's house as they are praying. So travel means also trouble in the realm of the spirit. Kai balati kutu katanga tikiti kakai. Reketenga tango parakas kembe de bele de berekete. Some are still looking at me. Why others have trouble? Why others have trouble? Why others have trouble? Why others have trouble? Some are still looking at me. Why others have trouble? If the ayaka Lord enlarge my capacity. Le kutumbara tini mikaskai na mantoli. Rende kete kete bele te bele kete bele te bele te bele kete bele te bele te bele te. Some have trouble. Some have trouble. Oh, se bele te ko bele te bele te. My sister trouble. Oh, se bele te ko bele kete bele te. My brother trouble. You are still looking at me when others have traveled, others have gone, oh, others have gone, oh, they are busy settling their marital issues, others have gone, they are busy settling their financial issues, others have gone, they are busy taking territories, oh, their hunger has taken them, oh, their hunger has taken them away, their hunger has taken them to the place of manifestation, even while they are still here, and you are still looking. My brother, trouble. Hey, sister, trouble. Some people have gone. Some people have gone. They have gone. Yes, katula ta 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 ta. Some people are still be watching while others have gone. Somebody right now is going to his father's house. Somebody right now is going to his workplace. Somebody right now is going to his institution. Because your hunger is taking you there for the manifestation of God. Somebody has traveled already, and somebody is still looking at me. Somebody is still talking. Power from their father's house, power from their mother's house, somebody is dozing. Power from their father's house. Power from their mother's house. Somebody has gone. Another one is looking. As from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and only the violent lampano catalampano is by force. You are still looking. Some have gone. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as a dove to their windows? They are those whose light has come. They are those who are hungry. They are those who are hungry. Their hunger has given them wings of fly. Their hunger has given them wings of fly. When men cry, when men are running, they are flying. My sister, trouble. Powers from your father's house and mother's house that will not allow you to pray is a liar. Yes, Isa Ale Monkonko Tengi Kala Rondo Kombo Tele Menine Kutungula Tamba Dabala Dabala Kata. Somebody is settling her admission challenge right now. Siketengo lote belete komba dabala dabala kata. Let a commander second balada balata balada balataya. Reketekete copalata combe de balada balata balada balata balada balataya. Reketekete beleta combo tekita cabalata comba tabalada balakata. In the red, the tango, so the letter combat of the Latabala. Is a copet of the letter Bella Balana Matabakataya. Is a catabella de Bella Balata 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 Balataya. In the red, the catabella de Bella Balata Balata Balataya. Yele nerote kote te bele te bala te bala te bala te. Blow like a mighty wind, oh spirit of victory, come out of sweet glory, ikabalata singi takoba, oh blow, blow, and blow like a mighty wind, your competence, spirit of victory, come somebody is looking at me.
I need a chance falling.
Shalabata over your spiritual life.
I hear the chains calling. I hear the chains.
He said, "Come, let the
oh, I hear the chains.
They are falling off you, oh, Balika. Alaman, thank you, Seti, Lata, Kopata, Kata, Balakataya. The chains are falling off you, oh, they are falling off you.
Yeah, I hear the chains. I hear the chains.
Isa, Alaman, tell them, Mereta, Sia, Alana, Pante, Ketaba.
The presence of God, the angels of God are running around us, I tell you. The angels of God are right there in our midst.
I hear the chains.
Hey!
I hear the...
Listen to this. Ambalati sengete belete balataya. Please, if you can still connect your hand, I want us to do so. O mentelika sense melatala. Yelemon konte liberata stese bilakatu. Tegemente kiti karakata kataba.
I told you there are people that have gone already. Some people are looking at me. Some people are looking at me. Am I Nollywood? Some people are pressing already. Some are looking at me. Meretengo borota sisa alamanta gabalataya.
It is too certain that you will now return the same.
No matter what, you cannot just return the same. Never.
Oh, balaka sike eleko sembete balaka.
You cannot return the same. It's not possible.
We started by saying it and I must continue to say it.
He has not called the seed of Jacob to seek him in vain.
Ala konte sida balata ko balata kataya.
Oh, sembe de balata balata.
Media, are you there? Media, I see the combat. Media, are you there? Please give us John, the gospel according to St. John chapter 5 and verse 1.
Listen, I was praying for one of my friends, and after I prayed for him on WhatsApp voice notes, when I sent the voice note, he did not know that I had to power the prayer I sent to him by even praying after I sent that voice note. And truly, it was not deliberate. Immediately I sent him that voice note, I began to shed tears, powering the prayer that it must happen. His wedding is just at the corner, and his in-laws are threatening him that if he does not bring the things, man of God, okay, may you understand in the name of Jesus. If he does not bring the things that he's supposed to bring, then we are going to postpone the wedding to what? To April. To April. Wedding that is 18th of December. They want to postpone it to April. So he called me and he was saying, man of God, this is the challenge. And I started praying for him. When I sent him, it was when I was praying for him, the Lord laid in my... I got angry. I said, from this place, let's read if I tell you what happened. I sent the voice note to him and I began to cry. That word must not fall into the ground. What must not fall to the ground, rather unfulfilled. In John Gospel chapter 5 from verse 1, the Bible said, after this there were a feast of the Jews and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Give me verse 2. Yela man teleme sensi nanga gangala. He said, now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five pouches. Give me verse 3. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Verse 4. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, everybody say with me first. I'm still in verse 4. Oh my. Allah man kata. He said, whosoever then first, after the troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. And Jesus came and was telling him, what do you want? He said, I have no man. As I was praying for him, that was when the Lord laid it in my mouth. I did not know that, man of God, it was possible. But sometimes your anger can bring you to a dimension. As I was praying for him, I told him, I stir up the water and I throw you inside. Sika alamata. They did not get it. Oh, sebalata kombete balata balataya. And my Lord, I told him, that thing that you desire, I stir up the water, and I what? And I throw you inside. When he heard it, he said, me, I enter. Allah, konde balata. Oh, I'm alone in this place. I'm very much alone. Mekotembe te balata balataya. The waters is going to be steered. Your own responsibility is to enter. And in case you don't want to enter, I can push you. I will push you inside. Yelo konde sika abalana mantasa sabalata balataya. Can we join our hands and steer the waters again as we pray in the Holy Ghost? Ye kotembe clutch the cymbals for me. What is this now? Mante elaba akasa. Meriken telemen konte le de fia ale poli. Bereketembe te pele de kosese pele yamalakata. We stir up the water and we throw you inside, though. We stir up the water of the desire and we throw you inside. We throw you inside. Menkinta ale konte pa akasalama. Oh, sebele de belata. Oh, sikaba ante komi namata. The waters are steered. Enter, enter, oh, enter, enter, oh. Yise ele konko tinima akatanda tela. Mende kongo libikiti shingili mikatabala kata. Berekatingi tiki tibili tiki tibara kata bala tabala kata kata bala tabara kata. Ye, le konte pe kante kaba aya. I hear the Lord say to me, I am the God of all flesh. Is anything too hard for me to do? There is no impossibility in God, oh. Mentele bika sabala tabala kata. In Jesus' mighty name. Please, let's keep praying and just pick a seat and come closer. Hallelujah. Sir, you keep playing for me. For you keep playing for me. Oh, salika abatambete. Pick a seat, keep praying and come closer. Ale konde emente sisala. Meitolo monomonte sesia la mancate. The reason we always labor in the word of God is because whatever you are doing right now and the level and the stage at which you are right now is as a result of the information that you have been fed with. It's as a result of the teachings that you have received in time past. And there are some of us that we have been fed with what I call lying doctrinal vanities. And as such, we have not been able to make headway in our spiritual adventure. Therefore, we need to be washed. We need those doctrinal lying vanities to be taken away from our heart in order for us to journey where we go. That is why I'm beyond the prayer,
in addition to the prayer, in addition to the prophecy, in addition to all that, we both labor in the world because we know that if we don't do that, we are not building a kingdom. And that is why you must give heed to the word of God with an open heart. If you are sleeping, what did I say is pursuing you? Hallelujah. Amen. So we are talking about spiritual hunger, and I want to celebrate Pastor Sam. God bless you, sir. Wonderful teaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His hunger has brought every one of us here. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir. And more grace, sir. I honor and celebrate you, sir. Hallelujah. I also want to celebrate Pastor here. Hallelujah. Pastor Tunji, let's celebrate God for him. Hallelujah. Now we are talking about spiritual hunger. I just want to take some time to teach us some things that the Lord laid in my heart. Hallelujah. And I'm going to be talking about the hunger for righteousness. In Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 7. Media, you have to be very fast. He said, fool, somebody was eating belly full. Proverbs 27:7. This is not F-O-O-L. Are you getting it? This one is somebody who has belly full. Hallelujah. I'm using Nigerian English. Hallelujah. He said, looted and honeycomb, but to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. It's because you are full already. That is why sometimes the preaching is going on and you want to checkmate my English. I want to know if it fits the private university that you went or the English and linguistic that you read. But someone who is hungry will not mind the English. Because to the hungry soul, every bitter thing is sweet. You want to look at what I'm wearing in order for... Oh, you are not hungry yet. If you are hungry, when preaching is going on, you generate prayer point from the preaching. And even in the process, you are elamontia. But right now, we will even force and give prayer points, and the prayer points will not even go well. That's because there is no hunger. Is honey you want to? You want honey? Or honey? So in Ephesians chapter 1, please, sir, help us with Ephesians chapter 1. So I'm going to be talking about the hunger for righteousness. Ephesians chapter 1 for verse 1, it says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus too. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3. Now listen to this. Say, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So I like you to know that one of these spiritual blessings that God has blessed us, God the Father has blessed us in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, is what we call spiritual hunger. That is why in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6, it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. So for the fact that you are hungry alone is a sign that you are blessed. If you are sleeping, what is going on? Oh, man, teli kasela. For the fact that you are, he said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That's Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. So, one of those spiritual blessings that God has blessed us in heavenly places in Christ is what we call spiritual hunger. So, for that you are hungry for God, you are hungry for the things of God, is a sign that you are blessed. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6. That means woe is any man who is not hungry for God. Woe is any man who is not hungry for the things of God. And I'm aware that it is very easy for one to be deceived because you are not called a pastor, or you are not a pastor. Then you think that you don't need to be hungry for God. That idea is one of the most dangerous and seductive lying vanity. Hallelujah. That idea that because you are not a pastor, you are not a prophet, you are not an apostle, you are not a teacher, you are not a serving priest or a serving mistress, that idea that because you are not in any of these positions, as such, you don't need to be hungry for God, is one of the most destructive and deceptive lying vanities from the pit of hell. As a tailor, you need to be hungry for God. As a barber, you need to be hungry for God. whatever, in whatever you are doing, you need to be hungry for God. Oh, it is well with us in the name of Jesus. And we must understand that it is because of the wells that most of us want to dig for sustenance. The things that we want to acquire, the things that we want to what achieve in the physical, I call them the wells that we have decided to dig for ourselves. Those are the things that may hinder us from being hungry, hungry for God, for more of God and for the things of God. So it does not matter the well that you have dug for your sustenance. You may even call the well Abraham's well. You may call it Jacob's well. You may even call it your own name's well, Stephen's well. And I'm not in any way stating that for you to dig a well of sustenance is not important. It is, oh, hallelujah. In fact, I also desire to dig so many wells that we sustain my generation and generation yet unborn. But there is a well that men will drink of and will never thirst again. And that well is called the well of salvation. Everybody say with me, the well of salvation. So it does not matter the well that you have dug for your sustenance, for your upkeep, for your future, for your generation and generation yet unborn. But there is a well that is called the well of salvation, because whosoever drinks of that your well that you have dug, be it Abraham's well, be it Jacob's well, we test again. But if you will give that person that well that comes, that water rather, that comes from the well of salvation, that person will not thirst again. Mentally cosa alamanta de cala. Now, mind you, when I say that there is a well that men will drink of and will not thirst again, which is called what? Which is called what? Which is called what? The well of salvation. Thank you. Mind you, when I say that there is a well that men will drink of and will never thirst again, which is the well of salvation, it does not mean that when you are saved, it does not mean that when you are born again, you will not be hungry or thirsty again for God or for the things or for eternal things of the kingdom. Do you understand? So for the fact that Jesus said there is a water that I will give you that you will not thirst again, does not mean that when you are a partaker of that well of salvation, when you are not born again, then you will not hunger, you will not thirst for the things of God or for eternal things anymore. But as a partaker of the living water of that well of salvation, you will also become a mover, a stirrer, a springboard of the same. Hallelujah. That was why Jesus said, media, give us John chapter 4 and verse 14. So when Jesus said that when you partake of the water that he will give to you, and where is that water coming from? What did I say that water? Where is the place that the water is coming from? It's coming from what? The wells of what? Of salvation. Oh my God. Can we stand to our feet and pray in tongues more? Isekombete belita sabalata bante sekitaya. Mendelente kombata balata komonte sekita balata balata. Can you stand to your feet? Maybe you'll be listening to the message like this. Hallelujah. So in John chapter 4 and verse 14, he said, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. And I said, mind you, when you are a partaker of that water from the well of salvation, you will never thirst. Does not mean that you will stop being hungry for God. It does not mean that you will what? You will stop being thirsty for eternal things of the kingdom. But rather, when you are a partaker of that water that comes from the well of salvation, you yourself, you will become a well of salvation. That means through you, others can partake of the same well. Others can partake of the same living water. Do you understand? Because the water, which is the living water that Jesus gives to you, will do something in you. It will dig a well of water inside of you. So that water of that living water, which is when you partake of it, that water naturally does what?
digs a well in you. That is what Jesus meant by you will not thirst. Because in season and out of season, your life will draw many to the kingdom. He said, but the water that I shall... You know, I wanted to start from the other verse, but we know the story, isn't it? Jacob's well, the Samaritan woman, you have had 5 husbands, Abi, and the one you are with now, which is the 6th husband, is not your husband. Jesus is supposed to be the 7th, but thank God Jesus is not. Hallelujah. So you know, our fathers drink of this water, and you greater than our fathers. I tell you, you know, isn't it? And came down to this place. He said, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well. How can they give you a water and their water will dig a well in you? Do you understand? Say, the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. That means when you are a partaker of that water from the wells of salvation, what will happen is that that water that you are now a partaker of will dig a well in you, so that with your life also, you can also what? You can also draw many to the kingdom. Your life can also be a stirrer and a mover, a spring for others to be saved. Makote elemento badala. In essence, anyone who has genuinely received Christ, or has genuinely received salvation, or is genuinely born again, also possesses in him a well of water that should command and compel his or her generation to know more of God, to have more of God, to love more of God, to seek more of God, and to live more for God. Oh, semendeka desi balata montesala. And I make bold to tell you that practically speaking, if there is nothing about you that moves others to hungry for more of God, then you need to go to Jesus by night, just like Nicodemus did, and ask him again, good master, what shall I do that I may what? Inherit eternal life. Now, there is something very striking about that place. John chapter 3. That was the question that Nicodemus came to ask Jesus. That was the secret longing in his heart. He wanted to know what it takes to what? To inherit eternal life. But he was busy beating about the bush. And you know Jesus, when you come to him, the intent of your heart is just like film. He's watching it. Or he's just like he's on the screen. So if there is nothing about you that we make men to task for God, if there is nothing about you that compels men to want to, or your generation to know more of God, to have more of God, to love more of God, to seek more of God, and to live more for God, then you need to go. It's not a shame if you will go to Jesus again by night, just like Nicodemus, and check if you are really born again. Ask him the question, what shall I do that I may what? Inherit eternal life. In John chapter 3, that's the previous chapter. John chapter 3 and verse 1. Oh, semente combete lebarata. And there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews, verse 2. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Listen, he was just trying to beat about the bush. Jesus knew his point. That's why Jesus did not even tell him, thank you for the appreciation, for the applause. Thank you for the confirmation. No, Jesus did not even tell him anything like that. He said, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do this thing except God be with him. Jesus did not even say thank you. Jesus went direct to the secret question that is in his heart, which is what? Good master, just like the other said, but he, because of his stature, he didn't want to say it. What shall I do that I may what? That I may inherit eternal life. That was the question in his heart. He was busy beating about the bush. So if there is nothing about you that is drawing your generation to know more of God, to have more of God, to seek more of God, to know more of God, and even to live for more for God,
that means you have not yet a genuine partaker of that well of salvation. You need to come to Jesus, even if it's by night like Nicodemus, and plainly say, not beating about the bush like he did, "Good master, what shall I do that I may be reinstated? Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" Jesus did not even tell him, "Thank you for telling me that I'm doing miracles." Jesus went straight to the point. What did he say? And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Alamanti sekabalata. Have you ever been hungry and your hunger was the reason many became hungry? Let me give a practical scenario in the natural that we can relate with. Have you ever gone to an eatery and because maybe with some friends, acquaintance, loved ones, colleagues and so on, and because you ordered for what? For fried rice and chicken. Everybody also ordered for the same. It's too much. Okay, have you been working with some friends and you just said you want to branch to Mama? Okay, or Mama Sikira to buy maize, isn't it? Or corn, roasted corn. And because he wanted to eat that roasted corn, they also wanted to do what? To eat the same. That is a sign that your hunger is making other people hungry in the physical. Do you understand? Do you understand? Asiye lento kombete balada balakata. And the same should be the case in spiritual things. People should see you and they want to pray. They should see you and something about God strikes them so hard that they want to be better. That is a sign that you are not just hungry for God, but you are a carrier of the same thing. You can also impart others with hunger. But I must tell you the caution where it is spiritually. If you are sleeping, open your eyes. Now, the caution where this is that because some want to belong to a family or they like the way a man of God keeps his hair, his afro, are you getting it? Or maybe barbs his hair. Or there's a kind of dress that the man of God used to wear. So as such, they now think that it's about the physical appearance. So their hunger pushes them to that point that they want to look like that man of God. To the end that if the man of God is keeping a full hair, who is keeping a full hair here? They want to keep a full hair. Not knowing that they may have not sustained the discipline to keep that hair needs to maintain that hair. Oh. It's as if I'm here alone, no. Oh, Sabale Tengo Balataya. So that's where the line must be drawn. That although you want to be hungry, you want to belong to a clan and to follow suit as your fathers, you must check it. So that you don't become you don't be deceived by physical appearance. We have seen people that because they keep some kind of hair or they bab some kind of hair, that automatically has made them a man of God. Demons have not visited them in the night. Hallelujah. And may it not happen to them in the name of Jesus. It is so dangerous. That is why we must be careful. That in trying to also be hungry just like others are, you must watch it when you are going off the standard. Do you know that because of this same hunger, everybody should look like the same so that we will seek God as we are looking the same? Do you understand? That is why a Yahoo boy can wear white. Can wear white. You know this white now, from up to down. And go to church. Because he knows that in that church they wear white. So if he wears white, he's going to blend. That means the man of God will not be able to check and say, although we are all wearing white, there is a Judas Iscariot here. Although we are all wearing white, there is Demas here. Although we are all looking the same, there is Jezebel or there is Herodias here. That's why when Samuel came to do the mistake in the house of Jesse, God said, "Look not at his physical appearance, isn't it? For men looketh at the outward appearance, but I, the Lord, searcheth the heart. So hunger is not just a thing of appearance, it's also a matter of the heart. Can I beg you people, if you are sleepy, open your eyes. Can I beg you people to get the record of what I'm saying? Hallelujah. By the grace of God. How hungry are you for God? In essence, our litmus test for spiritual hunger should go beyond physical appearance, but has much more to do with the hidden man of the heart. 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7. So the litmus test of our spiritual hunger should go beyond physical appearance, although physical appearance is important, but let's not be deceived thereby. It should go beyond physical appearance, but has much more to do with the hidden man of the heart. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the what? The Lord looketh on where? On the heart.
Only you can do these things. There is no one else like you. Oba, Kabisi, only you can do this. There is no Oba, Kabisi. Only you can do this. There is no one else like Oba, Kabiesi. Only you can do this. There is no one else like you. Oh, Oba, Kabiesi, only you can do this. There is no one else like you.
Hallelujah. So we said that one of the spiritual blessings that God the Father has blessed us with in heavenly places in Christ Jesus is what? Is spiritual hunger. And there is the hunger for God's power. Let's turn our Bible's media. Give us Psalm 63, where we read from verse 1 to 2. It tells us that there is the hunger for God's power. There is the hunger for God's glory. Oh God, thou art my God, early will I seek thee. My soul thirsted for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power. There's a hunger for the power of God. There's also and thy glory. And there's also a hunger for the glory of God, even as I've seen it in the sanctuary. There is also a hunger for the word of God. Everybody say with me, there's a hunger for the word of God. So when we talk about spiritual hunger, you should know the avenues through which you can get satisfied. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that they may what? 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. That they may what? That they may grow thereby. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. So there is the hunger for the power of God. There is the hunger for the glory of God. There is also what? The hunger for what? For the word of God. People of God, how many hungers have I spoken about? Number one, there is a hunger for what? For what? There is a hunger for what? There is a hunger for the power of God. There is a hunger for the glory of God. There is also a hunger for the word of God. Media, give us 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. So there is a hunger for the power of God. There is a hunger for the glory of God. There is a hunger for what? For the word of God. He said, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that they may grow thereby. There is also the hunger for the wisdom of God. And I must tell you, oh my, can we wake up everybody? I must tell you that, give me Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6. That it is even for the hunger for the wisdom of God that made all for wisdom. Let me just put it that way. Let me not say the wisdom of God. Because when we talk about wisdom, we are looking at a broad field. It is the hunger for wisdom that made Eve to partake of that apple. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6, the Bible said, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired. That word desired is also an offshoot from the family of the word hunger. If you are sleeping, shout hallelujah. And that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. So it was even the hunger or the desire for wisdom that made the first man to fall. That means hunger has a double-edged what? Effect. Are you there? Hunger has what? Has a double-edged effect. Did you remember that Paul was saying about the children of Israel that they had a desire, but their zeal was without what? Without knowledge.
Only you can do these things.
In Romans chapter 10 and verse 2,
one else like you, Oba, Oba, Kabiesi, only you can.
In Romans chapter 10 and verse 2, he said, for Romans chapter 10 verse 2, for I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Verse 3, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. So hunger has a two dimension. It's like a two double-edged sword. Did you know why God killed Nadab and Abihu? That is the two sons of who? Of Aaron. Who remembers that place in Leviticus chapter what? Chapter 10. It was because they were hungry for the things of God also. But their hunger was without knowledge. Because the ordinance of what they were trying to do was supposed to be done just once in a year. The ordinance for the atonement of the sin offering was to be done just, Leviticus chapter 10, was to be done just once in a year. And their father Aaron had already done it in chapter 9. And immediately they came in chapter 10 to do the same thing that was supposed to be done just once in a year. So that means if your hunger, Leviticus chapter 10, that means if your hunger is not tailored the right way, it will lead to what we call strange fire. And that strange fire has the ability to consume. Leviticus chapter 10. I will use my Bible. O Selemen Kotela Baatesi Alama. Hallelujah. Now, and verse 1. And Nadab and Abihu, thank you, sir, the sons of Aaron took either of them his censer and put fire therein and put incense thereon and offer strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded not. Verse 2. So their father had just finished the ordinance for the atonement of sin offering, which was to be done once in a year in chapter 9. They came and wanted to do the same in chapter 10. And in fact, when they died, God gave commandment to Aaron that he should not even mourn. Because hunger that is not bedded with knowledge can also kill. It will not lead you to what? It will not lead you to generate or to manifest the holy fire, the real fire of God. Rather, it will spark up a strange fire. This is hunger for ministry. There is also hunger in marriage. Oh. Everybody, say with me, there is hunger in marriage. Say with me, there is hunger in marriage. Say with me, there is hunger in marriage. Are there some people not hungry to get married? Or am I the one speaking as if I'm, hallelujah. Man of God, am I correct? There's hunger in ministry. And it must be tailored, and it must be powered by knowledge, isn't it? Else it will destroy. There's also hunger in marriage, in relationship. Have you read when the Bible says, can a man take fire in his bosom and his skirt not be burnt? So there is a hunger. There is a hunger in ministry. There is also a hunger in what? In marriage, in relationship. So you may be in relationship. You are hungry to be taken. You are hungry to be one of the Lord of the Rings. Hallelujah. Oh my God. Hallelujah. Man of God, some of us, even with permission, we don't even bother. But there are some people, you will see ring here. In all the wrong finger. Ring here. Ring, okay. Ring here. People want to turn themselves, like Pastor used to say, to Lord of the Ring. And so those people are hungry for marriage. They are hungry for relationship. But it must also be tailored. Thank you. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 27. But that hunger for relationship, hunger for marriage, hunger for that also, because I just showed us about ministry, must also be backed up by what? By knowledge. As long as you are still hungry for more of your wife, you go, you, it is good, just go ahead till eternity. But in case you are now hungry for an unmarried boo, as a married man, or an unmarried babe, as a married woman, you are now hungry for an unmarried boo, or another man's wife, or another man's husband. Your hunger is being tailored towards the wrong direction, and that you want to destroy yourself. He said, can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burnt? Verse 28. He said, can one go on hot coals and his feet not be burnt? Verse 29. So is he that goeth into his neighbor's wife. Whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. See, say with me, shall not be innocent too. So no matter how much you are hungry, man of God, the marriage is honorable in all, the bed undefiled. That knowledge must enter you, because there is also passion, not only for ministry, but also for marriage. And I told you, it's a double-edged sword. And remember, in Corinthians 7, he was talking about, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. See that? So is it that that whosoever toucheth her, that one toucheth her. May you receive understanding in the name of Jesus. See that touch her, man of God, come. It does not mean, oh Jesus. It does not mean whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. May the Lord give you understanding in the name of Jesus. So there is a hunger in ministry. It has to be tailored, backed up with knowledge. There's also a hunger in relationship. There is a hunger in many things. I see God helping us in the name of Jesus. Can we lift up our voice and begin to ask? Okay, before we finish, we said in conclusion that you are a blessed person if you are hungry for God, isn't it? That means if you will still remain hungry for God, that means in the nearest future, you are also going to be a blessed personality. If you will remain hungry for God, that means blessing is in your future. If you will remain hungry for God, that means blessing is in your marriage, blessing is in your ministry, blessing is in all that you do, all that you lay your hands to do. And any day your hunger dies, or you notice that your hunger is going down, then the devil has gained access into your life. And what you need to do, and what you need in addition to genuine salvation, is called the alcohol of the spirit. Everybody say with me, alcohol. I want to teach people some kind of radical spiritual terms. When you discover that what that your hunger for God and for the things of God is beginning to die. What do you need? Man of God, did I call it? Alcohol of the Spirit. You need Holy Ghost to intoxicate you. Mantilla de Sogitab. And as I round up, your hunger can also be referred to as your faith. Your hunger can also be referred to as your faith. Because your hunger will keep fueling your faith to be alive. And Jesus prayed for Peter. Luke chapter 22. Please look for the verse for me. I think verse 24. He said, Peter, the devil desire you that he may sift you as wheat. He said, but I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when thou art converted, what should you do? Luke chapter 22 and verse 24. Okay, it's not 22. It's not 24. Oh, secumbe delita sagabalata. Okay, no, that's not the scripture. Okay, it's Luke 22 now. You are my peace. Okay, verse 32 of the storm. Give me verse 32. You are the air I breathe. Oh Lord, you are. Oh, okay, give me verse 31. I breathe. So as long as your hunger is alive, your faith will also be alive. That means if your faith is dying, it's a sign that your hunger is going. And the Lord says, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. 32. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Hallelujah. Can we rise to our feet? Lord, my hunger will not fail. Oh. My faith will not fail. Grace to remain hungry for you till you come. Jesus, grace to remain hungry for you till you come. Let it be released unto me. Are you there praying? Oh, ka telembe kata sasala. Rande konte sisi lembe kobalata sasila balata balataya. Come on, are you there praying? Are you there praying? Oh, si belete kombe telete silata balataya.
God, may my hunger not go down. May my hunger not die. In the name of Jesus. May my hunger not die. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' wonderful name we have prayed. Let's rise to our feet. Let's come together. Let's come forward together. Let's maintain this.